Ninth of Rabbi Yishmael's 13 rules is called Davar Shehaya Bichlal. Where a particular case, though it's included in a general statement, is expressly mentioned with a provision similar to the general law, such a case is singled out to lessen the severity of the law and not to increase it. What does that mean? So Rav Hirsch explains. For example, Nigei Shchin Umichva, okay, certain types of tzara'as, were included under Nigei Arbasa, included under the bigger heading of just general afflictions on one's skin of tzara'as. They're given a special discussion, and therefore there's a kula, there's an alleviation that can be applied to them, i.e. that they're declared clean immediately after the first week if they're unchanged during that time. In the case of other related nagaim, other forms of tzara'as, you had to wait another week. Since this case of Shechin and Michva was singled out from the others for the purposes of this leniency, therefore the Chumrah, which was not explicitly stated for this case, cannot be deemed applicable. So that's rule number 9. Rule number 10 is called Davar Shehaya Bichlal V'yatza Litein Tayin Echad Shleike Inyan Elatza L'Hakel V'Lachme, where a particular case, though included in the general statement, is explicitly mentioned with a provision differing from a general law. It's singled out to lessen in some respects and in others to increase the severity. Then there's another technical example from tzara'as, nigei rosh v'zakan, where you have tzara'as on your head or on your beard. Totally different to other forms of tzara'as, because they become tummy through se'ar tzahav, through yellow hair, but not through se'ar lav or not through white hair, unlike other nagaim. In other types of nagaim, like se'ar lav makes tumah. Person has white hairs, it makes you tummy, but sahar tzahav, but yellow hair does not. Therefore, in this case, there's no rule whether it's strict or whether it's lenient can be transferred from one chapter to the other chapter. That was rule number 10. Rule number 11, called davar shehaya bichlal v'yatza lidayin b'davar chadash yeh teyachal achzir lichlalu ad sheyachzir eino akasav lichlalu b'feirush. Where a particular case, though included in the general statement, is explicitly mentioned with a new provision, the terms of the general statement no longer apply to it, unless the Torah explicitly says that it does. So here's another example. Asham Metzera. Right, it's totally different to any other form of an Asham. Asham is a guilt offering, Metzera is the one that has tzara'as. But an Asham Metzera, instead of being applied to the Mizbeach, where normal blood of a carbon is, it goes to the Bohen Yad, the Bohen Regal, the thumb and the toe of the Kohen. Sorry, the thumb and the toe of the person that has tzara'as. For this reason, it's necessary to state explicitly in another pasuk, V'shachat is a kevis b'mokem, to tell us that otherwise the Asher Metzera has to be treated like all the other carbonus. Otherwise, you might think because it has something which is atypical, then it should be atypical in all its properties, and therefore you wouldn't do matan damim and emim on the mizbeach, you wouldn't put blood and the innards on the mizbeach, which was required in other sacrifices. So again, here, because there's something unique about it, you might think that the whole thing is unique. No, it comes to act like everything else. Obviously, all of these principles, and we'll finish them off tomorrow, Be'ezus Hashem, are technical, they're challenging, and they require a lot of study. But, as we've said before, it's merely an awareness of it that is reaffirming our belief in the supremacy of the interpretation of Torah Shebaal Peh of Torah Shebichsav.